Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
What does Darwin's theory have to do with selecting employees? Quite a lot, according to Catherine Blackford, MD. During the early decades of the 20th century, Dr. Blackford urged America's businesses to reinvent their employment policies by drawing on the discoveries of modern science, especially Darwinian biology. Employee selection, in short, needed to be based on the facts of natural selection. This is John West, Associate Director of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute. In my new book, Darwin Day in America, I talk about the far-ranging influence of Darwinism and scientific materialism on every aspect of American society during the past century, including the little-known story of Dr. Blackford and her strange impact on the business world. According to Blackford, businesses had to understand that every person's mental and physical traits have evolved through a long process of survival of the fittest. As a result,
every feature of his body, as well as every little twist and turn of his mental abilities, his morals, and his disposition, are the result of heredity and environment of his ancestors, extending back into antiquity, plus his own environment and experiences.
Moreover,
every mental and physical state and activity is accompanied by its particular physical reaction.
Therefore, to determine a person's moral and mental characteristics, one merely needed to examine the corresponding physical manifestations of those moral and mental traits. Promoting a system of scientific character analysis that might be described as a cross between phrenology and eugenics, Blackford identified 9 physical traits she said provided the keys to unlocking a potential employee's inner secrets, including skin color, shape, like the shape of your nose, physical size, and the structure of your muscles, your brain, and even your digestive system. Whether or not it was sound science, it was certainly popular. What became known as the Blackford Plan for Employee Selection was adopted by companies throughout the country, and books by Blackford went through multiple editions. According to Blackford, skin color was one of the most important traits in understanding someone's capabilities. And accordingly, she divided all human beings into
blondes and brunettes, those with white skins and those with dark skins.
Blackford also insisted that scientific character analysis did not even require personal interviews. Photos were enough for a trained analyst to draw scientifically justified conclusions about the subjects under study. The Blackford Plan was just one example of how Darwinian pseudoscience was used to justify racist employee selection in the early part of the 20th century. As I explain in The Science of Business, Chapter 8 of my new book, Darwin Day in America, misusing biology to weed out the presumed unfit from various occupations was rampant in pre-World War II America. For more information, check out my book or visit its website at www.darwindayinamerica.com. That's darwindayinamerica.com. For ID the Future, this is John West.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pennant. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.